Okay, hey everyone. My name is Alicia.
Hey, I'm Arsena.
Hi, I'm Kai, and
I'm just saying.
So good morning.
Good morning.
It's our first podcast, guys.
So exciting. And I'm going to say, you two look great.
Thank you, girl.
Both of you are just glowing and look fantastic this morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I guess we're just going to kick it off by introducing ourselves and talk a little bit about what we're doing. So I'm Arsena. I am from South Memphis. Born and raised. My grandmother raised me. I'm very proud of that. She instilled a lot of her old spirited ways into me, but I'm very young at heart. I got my degree in Africa and African American studies from the University of Memphis. I am a historian at heart. I've loved history since about the fifth grade. Loved it and have read avidly about history. I am a stylist by profession or by trade. I work on productions, film productions. I work at local theaters here in town. I consider myself very stylish. So I'm a seamstress. I sew. I make custom clothing. I can foods. I have a certificate to can food if anybody cares. So if you want some pickles or something, I don't know, you know, hit me up. I'm trying my hand at gardening. Right now I'm growing some watermelons in the backyard. And I'm about to plan a few more things in the next week. I'm an ever-learning student of Dr. Sebi, of all of the... Of all of the diet plans that I have read on, his is the only one that makes complete and total sense to me. So I'm an forever student and an avid learner of his teachings. I think that's about it for me. I love books, plants, traveling, and music. And I think that sums me up in a nutshell.
Girl, what don't you do?
I'm blessed, girl. I'm blessed. Tell us about you.
All right. I'm Kai. I am a certified personal trainer as well as a certified nutritionist. Born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. I graduated from University of Memphis with a bachelor's in finance, and I also have a master's in accounting. However, I'm no longer in corporate America. I'm a full-time entrepreneur.
Yes.
I just started a business recently with herbal concoctions, so sea moss, different types of alkaline herbs, elderberry syrups, things like that. And that pretty much sums me up. What about you, Alicia?
I am a self-proclaimed flower child from Mississippi. Ooh. I am very passionate about living healthy and also the well-being of animals. I went to school at Southern Miss, Southern Mississippi. I studied theater, writing, editing, just anything that I can do creatively. I've always been in that realm. Right now, my profession is an actress, and I've been in film. I've been in plenty of plays locally, mostly locally. I've been very blessed to get my work like right here in Memphis. I just started my own business called Potty Mouth Tea. So it's basically alkaline herbs, and every tea that I release every month is for the betterment of your health. So it's not a quick fix. It's just something to just make you feel good and change your overall way of drinking teas. I have a dog named Reese. I don't have any kids. that's basically it. If I could just sum it up, I mean, there's a lot to me, you know, but if I want to keep this short, I'll stop there.
Good stuff.
All right. So I guess first today we'll talk about diet types.
Okay. Awesome. Great way to get started.
And the different diet types are, we have vegan. Vegan excludes animal products. We also have vegetarian, which that is basically abstaining from meat, fish, poultry. We have plant-based, where your foods primarily come from plants. We also have alkaline, which are foods with a high pH level, an alkaline pH level. We have pescatarian, which is a seafood-only source of meat. And Lastly, we have SAD, which SAD is the standard American diet, which is the diet that most Americans eat, which leads us to our topic for today.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, the topic for today is going to be soul ties to soul food. Listen to that again. I'm going to say it again. Soul ties to soul food. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Kai, because a lot of people just don't know the different diet types. Yes. Like, you know, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And I think a lot of people don't ask because it's kind of like, oh, that's a dumb question, so I'm not going to ask. I've been vegan for over 5 years, and there's an alarming rate of people who don't know the difference between vegetarian and vegan. So I think if we kind of like dive into that a little bit, it gets, if y'all haven't noticed yet, like this podcast is very, very heavily influenced by what we put in our bodies. So that's why we bring up the different diet types. So I think just explaining vegan and vegetarian, the difference between those two would be a good start.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very important to have these types of conversations because, as you stated, most people don't know the differences. And that's something that I discovered as I would explain to people. I was a pescatarian for 2.5 years. So I would tell people I only eat fish. And the first thing that most people would say is, oh, so you're a vegan. Mm-hmm. And I would say, no, because I eat fish. You would be surprised at how many people would say, fish is a meat. And I would always say, well, they don't grow on the tree in my backyard. So, yes, fish is absolutely a meat. So you think about how we just don't think about these things. Food products that are very unhealthy for us that we were taught you should eat them. They are healthy. And not only eat them, but eat them in abundance. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the thing about me is I've always known I wanted to be tall. My dad is tall, so the smaller that I was, the taller that he looked to me. So if I'm 5 walking next to this man that's like 6'2", he's a giant to me. Yes. So as a child, I would always say, I want to be tall like you, Dad. How did you get tall? I want to be tall. My dad and my grandmother would both say, well, you got to drink plenty of milk and you got to take naps. Yes. So I'm assuming they wanted me to take naps just so I could be out their face. Yeah. But they encouraged me heavily to drink milk. Yeah. So as a result, I drank so much milk during my lifetime, like a gallon a week at least, like to the point where my grandma would be like, you better stop drinking all this damn milk. It ain't free. You know what I'm saying? So I would drink like a gallon of milk a week. I remember the first time someone did tell me the truth about milk. Oof. When I tell you I was so surprised. I specifically remember being at work in my desk and having a conversation with a friend, and she informed me that she drank almond milk. So I was like, well, what's almond milk and why do you drink almond milk? And she was like, Marcena. Like, she was disgusted with me, y'all. She was like, do you know what's in milk? And I was like, no. Milk? Vitamin D? Milk? Calcium? Right. So she said, there is pus and blood and feces. And I was like, how? Like, it's white. She said, Marcena, have you never thought about this? She said, nothing is that white. Not a speck or anything is in it. She said, Marcena, they dye it white. And I was like, So I got to, of course, you know how we do, researching by looking up YouTube videos. And when I tell you, I got so disgusted with milk that I can't even think about it without gagging. Yeah. So I went from loving this liquid to the thought of it makes me sick. I couldn't even imagine trying to drink milk today, how sick I know that I would get from it.
Oof, baby.
So even with the soul ties to soul food, you think about why are we so heavily tied to the foods that we eat? So, as a historian, that's shameless plug.
You had a plug.
We at this point, I think it's pretty common knowledge. Like, we know for a fact that the standard African American diet began on the plantation. You know, if you're in a situation where people are literally throwing you scraps and scraps of food that they don't want, you're going to just make it work because you want to eat and you want to eat something that tastes good to you. So you got people throwing you old fruits and vegetables, rotten flesh. What can you do with it
to make it taste good
besides drench it in salt and sugar and
hot sauce.
Hot sauces of all kinds and things of that
sort. In my bag.
And things of that sort. So we're definitely not shaming anyone mm-hmm. because at one point in time we were literally doing what we had to do to sustain our life or to just eat, to live, to survive. We were doing what we had to do. But the reality of the situation is we're no longer in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. There is information out there. We can do better if we want to do better. So I'm under the belief that the reason why we are so tied to food because it's the things that we eat have been linked directly to us for the mm-hmm. last like half of a century, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not half of a century, but like the last 500 years.
That too.
Yeah. So it's, you're talking about recipes that have been passed down and passed down and passed down and passed down. So it's at the point now when I talk to my grandmother and I tell her I don't eat certain things, and not just her, lots of people literally turn their noses up at me when they. I never tell people about my eating lifestyle because I don't want to hear what they have to say. But when they see my plate, when I tell you, they're like, "So you one of them healthy eaters?" Like they're disgusted with me. Like it's ridiculous. My grandmother. We've had several conversations about it because you know grandmothers they want to feed you when you come mm-hmm. over, and unfortunately. I have to turn my grandmother down, you know, like, well, grandma, I don't want this. I don't want that. You know, I don't eat this. You know, I don't eat that. And it's, mm-hmm. I literally can see the hurt in her eyes that I'm rejecting her form of love, which is feeding her grandbaby, you know. Now she's at the point now where I remember I was over there a couple weeks ago and she was like, well, I will offer you something to eat, but I know you don't eat food. Ooh. Like, literally, so I know you don't eat food.
Well, what do you eat?
And I'm like, and the more we talk, the more the truth comes out. Yeah. One of the last times we were together, she told me, she said, Marcena, I know that eating meat is just a bad habit. We didn't eat meat growing up. Mm-hmm. And y'all, to be honest, a lot of older black people didn't eat meat growing up. And do you want to know why? It was expensive. It was so that's what people do even now. It's like the more money people get, the more different kinds of foods they want to try.
Right.
Like, I mean, just stuff like caviar. Yeah. Like, who want to eat some fish eggs?
Bats.
Like, y'all.
They're eating
Y'all are literally just eating stuff just to be eating it or just so you can say, I tried it. Because it makes you feel like you're on a higher level.
Yeah.
Something like steak that gets stuck in your digestive system, makes you bloated. And don't get me wrong. When I tell y'all, steak is literally the only meat that I miss. Mm-hmm. And we don't not eat these things because we don't want them. We're just making the decision. Like, we have got this information and we're making the decision. Like, okay, this isn't the best thing for me to eat. So I'm just going to sustain from it. It's a daily decision, you guys. When I'm outside and people are barbecuing for Memorial Day weekend and I smell those pork ribs,
and
you guys.
And it does smell good.
They smell wonderful. It reminds me of a simpler time. Yeah. Uncle at the grill.
Tied to a memory.
It's tied to, and that's that soul tie. Yes. Exactly.
That's interesting, Marcena, because like you went from pescatarian to right now you're an alkaline vegan, which we're going to go over.
Alkaline based,
which terms are very, very, I'm looking at this, terms are very important.
And I feel like we made up the alkaline based. I've never seen that anywhere, of course.
Yeah.
So we kind of made it up, you guys.
Yeah. And Kai, you, like, as a nutritionist, I remember you were talking about how you had, like, eating pretty much the same thing. And mm-hmm. you were like, okay, like, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be eating. So yes. I should be feeling this way. But what was your experience with that?
And what were you eating?
Basically, my weekly meal, I prepped my own foods. And it really looked like salmon, very lean ground beef. So I was eating beef that was 90% lean. Or more. Fish, chicken, breast, you know, what we think is healthy, with my brown rice, my quinoa, my sweet potatoes, spinach, kale, different things like that. And I still felt terrible. I would be bloated after I ate, and I thought my diet was pretty much on point, and I was cooking in olive oil, which I thought mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. just heaven sent.
Mm-hmm. And it's expensive.
But I still felt bad. And I would eat my food. And sometimes I couldn't even get through, and I'm only eating like 4 or 5 ounces of salmon, but I couldn't get through it because it just wasn't digesting, or I was bloated for hours and hours on hand. So I started doing research myself, like, why am I feeling like this? And I came across something called leaky gut. So what I know for a fact is that a huge majority of Americans, period, have leaky gut and don't know it. Mm-hmm. And most have never even heard of the term. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's where you've fed your body this poison over years and years. Mm-hmm. And the lining of your stomach, which it has like little brushes, they literally come apart because they're damaged by foods. Mm-hmm. And those nutrients that you should be getting, or just the other chemicals, they go through those brushes in the lining of your stomach and leak into your blood. So basically, your body isn't digesting any of the nutrients that you think. And what I also know is the food that I thought was healthy then, and this was only like 2.5 years ago, the food that I thought was healthy then was not healthy for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say for me, because this is my experience, and what I'm saying is my opinion. Some of it is fact, and I'll let you know it's fact, but it's my opinion. And I realized that because I am African American, the foods that nourish my body the most are plant-based foods. Fruits, veggies. Mm-hmm. It's not the starch, it's not the grains, it's not the wheat, or even the soy for mm-hmm. that matter. Oh, so. And I was able to heal myself basically through intermittent fasting, and I did a green smoothie diet. And that's basically green veggies, leafy green veggies, fruit, and water. That's all I did. I did that for probably about a month. And I started feeling a lot better. So after that, that's when I kind of realized that, okay, I have to change the way that I eat, because what I thought was healthy was not healthy, because I'm still having all of these issues. Mm-hmm. So that's just my journey, you know, and how I feel. I don't really proclaim myself to be a vegan. I am plant-based. And I lean mostly towards an alkaline diet, because we know from our own journeys that alkaline is the most healing diet. And that's what we got to do, y'all. We have to heal. It's not necessarily about weight loss or anything like that. It's about healing your body. As you heal your body, the weight will come off.
That's true.
So the surgeries, just to look better and things like that, is really a fail, honestly, because we're still terrible on the inside.
Yeah.
And although you may not be feeling anything or having any issues right now, and you wake up and you're 35, 40, and you go to the doctor, oh, I have diabetes. I don't know where this came from. Well, you've spent 40 years eating the wrong foods, and your body has been trying to fight it off, because when you get bloated or when you feel lethargic after a meal, that's your body telling you, you're feeding me the wrong things. So that over the course of 40 years, no, these ailments or these diseases didn't just come from anywhere. They've been coming for years.
You said something real, really important, that people don't even know sometimes that they're in pain, because they've gotten used to being in it. So after you eat and you feel drained, instead of like, the mind is so powerful, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like that's what you're supposed to feel like. You got the itis and you want to go lay down and all that. My sister had like stomach issues. Like every time she would eat something, like, I don't know if it was leaky gut. I'm not sure what it was, but she just got used to, she knew it was going to happen. And then when you know it's going to happen and it starts to get too painful, the first thing you're going to do is get some type of medicine so that you can maintain the pain. You're just maintaining pain. Right. You're not healing anything. So we've gotten into this cycle of being in pain and just being okay with it.
Your sister's as in long the medical as you field, can. Right?
Yeah, she's in the medical field. She, I mean, the SAD diet, which we're going to talk about, was the standard, and we've gotten into plenty of arguments about, like, hey, if you just do this, you'll be better. You know what I mean? So, and I think that I think that that's so important. And I feel like the only way that you know that you can feel better is if you try. Mm-hmm. You got to try a different diet. Just, I mean, for 10 days, try something exactly. different and you'll see like, dang, I was feeling this way and now I don't have to feel this way and I'm still fulfilled. I'm still mm-hmm. eating. I don't feel tired. I don't feel all these things. But if you, there's people out here who've never cleansed, who have never changed their diet and they just don't know that there's a better way. So I think that's very important.
How interesting is that we have a certified nutritionist and we have your sister who is like top of the chain, right, at the hospital that she works at? Mm-hmm. Isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to get me. I don't know your title. But it's high. She's over like a lot of nurses and right.
So we have these educated people who have went to school to learn about the human body mm-hmm. and are certified to know about nutrition mm-hmm. and they were still under the wrong impression.
Well, they don't focus on nutrition.
Well, I know, but I'm just going to say that's why people shouldn't be so hard on themselves about not knowing.
Yeah,
because
right.
people who have went to school for this, they don't know. And it's like, I always hate to be the bearer of bad news, but mm-hmm. I don't.
Right, right.
We are lied to so much. Think about that food pyramid. Yeah.
She doesn't believe it anymore. My sister's vegan now.
But think about that food pyramid. We were told that we need dairy. Yeah. We need pasta. Yep. We things of that sort. And it's a flat out mm-hmm. lie. See, with me, there are, of course, a lot of things that I didn't know any better on myself. You're talking about somebody who grew up in the projects. Mm-hmm. My grandmother raised me, so I was eating fried this, smothered that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying I was forced to eat it as a child. I grew up on those households, like, if you don't eat it, I'm going to beat you. You don't sit here until you eat it all. So, like, honestly speaking, it's a lot of stuff that I did not like growing up. My grandmother will tell you, I did not like meat growing up. I would cry and when it came time to eat dinner, and it was one of those things, like, well, you sit there till you eat it, or I'm going to beat you. I love you, Grandma. I'm going to beat you if you don't eat your food. We don't got no money to waste. We don't got no food to waste. Even when I would say, I'm full, I don't want anymore. No, you're going to sit there and eat that whole plate.
Right, don't even be wasting food.
Exactly. So with me, even as an adult, I think maybe like around 2015 is when I started transitioning and started eating differently. I know for a fact I cut out pork and milk in 2015. But like I said, for the last 2.5 years, I have been a pescatarian. I was lying to myself, you guys. Lying to myself. Acting like that I was eating a lot better than I really was. Now, if you're going to compare yourself to the people around you, I could have been the best of the worst because I didn't eat beef and pork and I didn't really do dairy products. I would do things like for breakfast, I would have avocado toast and maybe strawberries. But for lunch, I would have like fried fish, hush puppies, fried mm-hmm. okra. And that would be what I consider my only meal of the day. But I would probably have like 3 cups of coffee, you know, a couple with breakfast, iced coffee in the evening before I headed to the theater or something like that. And for the rest of the day, I would eat like cashews and different various fruits and little vegetables and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I would feel like, well, I only ate once and it was just fish. You know, with that fish, we really, you know, it was just fish. So I'm doing pretty well. So I got to the point where one day, I was at the theater and I was doing some reading on the fast and I told myself, you know what, I'm just gonna fast right now. So I stopped eating that day, like that moment. It was maybe like 1:30 on a Sunday and I told myself I'm gonna do a 7-day fast. So I just want to start by saying it definitely wasn't the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, mm-hmm. but it was the most rewarding thing that I have done in my life.
What did the fast consist of, though?
Water intake only and herbs for 10 days. Like I said, I started off at 7 days, but by that 5th day, I was like, well, if you can do 5 days, you can do 10 days. Ooh, because strong, I didn't get any hungrier. Like, you get hungry, but you reach a plateau, I guess.
Yeah.
You just have to remember to drink plenty of water. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, either you're going to be hungry or you're going to be pissy. So drink the water so that you're not hungry. But you are going to be going to the bathroom like every 15, 20 minutes.
That's good.
But that's your body cleaning itself out.
Yeah.
And the herbs herbs are very helpful as well, because the first few days of the fast, if it's too much TM, too much information, I'm sorry, you guys. But I didn't go to the restroom at all the first few days. I think on the fourth or the fifth day, I started taking the herbs. And I'm sorry, let me back up. Because I wasn't going to the restroom, I had told myself, well, you didn't have that much waste in you anyway, because you only ate fish. So it was probably nothing in there. That's why you're not going to the restroom. I started taking those herbs, y'all. The next day, you talking about being, like, starting getting clean completely out. I was going to the restroom minimum 4 times a day after I started taking those herbs. So the herbs do a great job of sweeping the waste out of your body. Mm-hmm. You all, the benefits are, by, like, the fifth day, I had lost 3.5 inches off my waistline. My face was a lot slimmer. My skin was clear, of course. I lost 12 pounds in all over the course of the fast, but in 2 weeks, I lost like 20 pounds. And losing weight was not my goal. I was happy with my weight. I did want my face to slim down, and I did want my waistline to slim down, because my midsection was just bigger than I knew it had to be. And it wasn't like rolly or flabby. It just looked bloated. And I knew that if I cleaned out my colon, it would go down. Like, that was literally my goal, to clean out my colon. Because the average person has between 10 and 20 pounds of waste.
10 and 20 pounds.
That's a baby.
Guys.
That's a big baby. Like, a toddler.
And let me say, that's amazing, because a lot of people think that they can just go and get a colonic and their colon is cleansed. No. And with the colonic, it's basically just water that they're shooting in you. It's not adding any type of nutrients to the colon. So once that water cleans you out, the bacteria that's in there, it just comes right back. It's not nourishing for your body at all.
You're not
it's really
replenishing.
A waste of time.
Yeah, you're not replenishing. A waste of time and a waste of money. Because people want the easy way out. There's not an easy way. You have to decide you want something, and you have to make the sacrifice to get it. I mean, to get what you want, to get the results that you want. Even, once again, going back to cleansing out the colon, I'm so ashamed of this. This is so bad, but... When I tell y'all, I used to have terrible, terrible gas. Like, could clear out a room. It was so shameful, you guys, because it was that kind of gas where people would probably be like,
oh my God,
this pretty. Yes! Like, you too pretty. Like, that's not you smelling like that. It was horrible.
Your insides are right.
And the thing is, I couldn't even understand why it was so bad, because, like I said, most of my diet did consist of, like, vegetables. Yeah. So, but when I ate, like, okra and grains, it was the worst. It would be one of the things where it's like, I can't even be around people for a day after eating. I'm not exaggerating. And it really was embarrassing. And of course, like, my friends and stuff would make fun of me. And like, it's funny, but it really did hurt my feelings, because who wants to know that they can, like, clear out a room? Don't look so appalled. You know, I have not.
I'm so glad I met you post.
Girl, I have not had that problem seriously since doing the fast. Like, since I barely even have gas, like, honestly speaking.
Same.
So I know for a fact it's changed my life. And doing the fast literally made me a better person. You guys, when people say, I can't do it, I get too hungry, I'm not a real encouraging person sometimes. If you keep telling me you can't do something, I'm going to say, okay, well, you know yourself better than me. So if you say you can't do it, then you can't do
it. See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, yes, you can. Mm-mm. You can do it.
I get tired of going back and forth with people. I really do. If you keep arguing saying you can't do it, then that's fine with your weak mind itself. You can't. You're right. You can't with a K. You can't with a K. You're absolutely right. But the fast really did change me and make me a better person, because I've gotten way less moodier. I used to be so moody when I was eating, when I was on my pescatarian, which included like a small amount of dairy. Not a lot. I really didn't like cheese and stuff. But I was really moody. And when I say moody, I mean I was so hangry. When I got hungry, my attitude was through the roof, to the point where everyone who hung around me just kind of knew if Marcina got an attitude, it's because she's hungry. Because I'm really playful any other time, and I joke a lot. It was to the point where people would just know, like, let's pull up and get her a sandwich before we have to slap the taste out of her mouth.
Right.
I would never, ever, ever forget this one time I was in New York, and me and my friends had just arrived there. And it was one of those situations where my friend got us a ticket, girl, to go see Wicked. That's another story
for do not roll your eyes at Wicked. Baby, that's a great show.
That's fine. That's another story. We're not even going to go there.
Okay. But yeah, that's another story for another day. We'll talk about that another day. But it was one of those situations where the show was about to start and we had just got into town, like off the train. So we had to get to the hotel, change clothes, get cleaned up and go. We hadn't had a chance to eat, you guys. We were literally, I think we had to catch like a couple of trains because we were so far from the show, like a shuttle, a bus, a train, just a bunch of stuff, you guys. Yes. So if you've ever been in New York, you know, New Yorkers are something serious. Like they don't move out the way, like on the sidewalk. There's not like a one way. The thing about me though is I'm great at adapting. I can with the best of them. So if y'all want to knock each other off the sidewalk, let's go. Like that's the kind of person I am. So my friend stopped at some kind of a stand to get some food. And then somebody walked up on me. I don't even know what happened, y'all. But before I knew it, I was clicking out. The only thing I remember is hollering out, "Get away from me. I'm hot. I'm hungry. I'm tired." And I remember the person saying, like with a real sad face, he was like, "Not even a dollar?" And I was like, "Not even a motherfucking dollar." So I just want to give the person who I was clicking on was homeless, but I want to give the disclosure. I really didn't go off on him because he was homeless.
You're
I don't want anybody to think that I just go around snapping at a homeless because I don't. To give my disclosure, you know that I have black friends. I give homeless people money all the time. Like, honest to God, it could have been Barack Obama behind me. But I'm just saying, I was so angry because I was hungry and so moody that I just clicked out on this person. Yeah. And I would have never done that if I was in my right mind. It was like I was under the influence of all these chemicals and things moving around in my body, like making me turn into like a psychotic nutcase. Yeah. So I'm just saying that to say, I know for a fact, food control my mood. And as I stated, since I did the fast and I've changed my way of living, it is the hormones.
It's the hormones.
And food is information. It's information to your body. What you eat determines your mood.
Exactly.
How you act, how you feel.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize
Because your gut is actually your second brain.
Yep.
Your gut is attached directly to your brain. Yep. So if your gut is not functioning right, you are going to turn into like a nutcase. And that's something that Dr. Sebi speaks on about often, how a lot of us have just mental problems because we're not eating correctly. As he likes to say, we've turned away from God. We don't eat the foods that God put here for us to eat.
We eat man-made food.
Exactly. And I actually have, like, even before listening to him, I used to say that all the time, like when my grandma would be like, "You eating an apple?" I would be like, "Grandmother, y'all the ones who believe in this God so much. If whoever created us, this is what they put here for us to eat. God didn't put macaroni and cheese. Like he didn't
in a box. I mean, I was like that too because, as I said, I was vegan for 5 years, but I was always eating like the accidentally vegan stuff, like Oreos. You're like, "Oh, that's not too bad." Just in my mind thinking like, "I'm doing good because I don't eat meat and I'm not drinking dairy and all that." But I would experience that too. Like I would get cranky when I was hungry and it was all the GMO, all the processed stuff just building up. It builds up in your brain and it dictates your mood. Like, look how much power we give food.
Exactly.
It should not be that way. Food is controlling us instead of us controlling food right now.
Right.
So I love that you brought up like fasting.
Because
it takes it away.
Because that's one of the things that the fast showed me with my own eyes. We don't even try to practice self-discipline. If I want a piece of chocolate cake at 8 o'clock at night, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing. I'm gonna go to my favorite bakery and I'm gonna get it. Like, to drive somewhere to pay like $3 for a cupcake or $5 for a slice of cake. Come on now, like, people deserve to get paid for their work, but honestly speaking, like, that's a lot of money for a slice of cake, and then you're doing this like 4 times a week, you know. So that definitely is something that fast showed me, is when people say, "Oh, I tried everything." No, you haven't. Have you tried eating right? And have you tried exercising? most people have not tried it. They just, once again, the lies that we tell ourselves.
Because it takes discipline. And most of us don't have discipline.
And we don't have to. Yeah. It's such a convenient society.
Yeah, yeah, we live in an age of convenience. And that's pretty much, we call the standard American diet the sad diet. And Kai, since you are our nutritionist and you studied this, what is your experience? Because I always wonder, because I personally would love to go to a holistic nutritionist, but the process of like going through the certification, don't they teach you everything that you're like, that ain't right, that ain't true?
Yes, yes. If you are studying nutrition and you go by the American standards, which is basically funded by Big Pharma, you're going to learn what they teach you in the American diet. So you really have to take it upon yourself to go out and research healthier healing alternatives, because the food that they tell us to eat, y'all, it's horrible. It's horrible. They're telling you to eat yogurt, they're telling you to drink milk all the time, have this amount of meat, this amount of fish, and it is killing us, especially African Americans. Like diabetes,
our DNA type,
high blood pressure. Like, we are not made to eat these type of foods. And let me also say that most of the processed foods here contains chemicals that are banned in other countries.
And so even when people say things like, oh, a little bit of this is not going to hurt you, a little bit of that is not going to hurt you.
Yes, it will. It's altering your DNA.
It's altering your DNA, and as you stated earlier, it's literally tearing your gut apart.
Yes, right.
So when people have these small issues that they ignore, it's going to grow into something bigger. If every time you eat this, you literally feel your throat burning, you literally feel your stomach burning, what do you think is going to happen to you? Because even me with the dairy products, when you talk about the cheese and the cream, my biggest thing on dairy was cream in my coffee, because I used to be an avid coffee drinker with cream and sugar. That's how I like my coffee. I did not like it black.
Right.
I think about how much better I smell now that I don't intake dairy. And I absolutely knew that it was the cream that made me smell bad and threw my pH off, but I was still intake it. And that's that soul tie, though. I would ask myself, because the cream also would do a number on my stomach. I would literally ask myself, why are you doing this to yourself? You know exactly what's causing you to feel this way. Why don't you just stop? And just was making the decision to continue taking it.
Right.
Even with the foods, as you stated earlier, it's all your decision. It's all about the decisions that you make.
Yep.
Because people don't understand, when I was joking earlier about smelling the ribs and stuff, you don't stop eating things because you don't want them anymore. I think about a lot of different meats on a regular basis. I don't eat them because I want longevity. It's not about the quantity of my life. It's about the quality.
Yes.
I look around and I see people that I love who are honestly only 25 years older than me, literally on walkers, have diabetes, couldn't run down the street to save their life, literally.
Right.
I like to enjoy my life. I like to swim. I like to run. I like to travel. I like to do different things. I could not imagine 20 years from now
you
needing
not being able to
do that. Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, literally needing a walker. Even with my grandmother, I was speaking. I love you, Grandma. I was speaking to her. I'm like, I know they like that. If you throw that lady under the bus one more time. But we were having a conversation one time, and you know how people are. My grandmother always says, I'm getting old, I'm getting old. My grandmother is 77 years old, and baby, she has lived that life. But she is 77 years old. One of the last times we had a conversation, I said, Grandma, you know that's not why you feel that way, right? She didn't even try to argue. She said, yeah, I know. Well, long as you know, I'm not gonna beat you over the head with it, because you are 77, and I just couldn't imagine her changing her life right now. I'm sorry, were you about to say something?
But yeah, you know me, I'm super hopeful. So I'm like,
she can do it, but does she want to do it is the question.
You definitely have to want to do it. Changing your mental is the number one.
Exactly, you know? Because the thing about my grandmother is, I'm going to let you know how strong the human body is and how resilient it is. My grandmother is 77. She's never had anything like a heart attack or a stroke or anything like that. So I think about, what condition would you be in if you didn't smoke cigarettes, if you didn't eat pork, if you didn't drink sodas,
every day. My grandmother would be one of those 7 to 7 year old people like lifting weights and running marathons. And that's what I attribute to be. Like I see that's my biggest motivation. When I see women who are like 67 and 80 lifting weights and just looking good, like side by side, we got the same body.
Right.
That's going to be me. I'm not gonna have it any other way.
Yeah, because you're changing now.
Okay, hey everyone. My name is Alicia.
Hey, I'm Arsena.
Hi, I'm Kai, and
I'm just saying.
Oh, I want to tell you guys too that we are drinking Potty Mouth Tea. It's the immunity tea. I felt like the tea for your immune system is very needed right now because of, you know, COVID-19 and we've been meeting, you know, we've been talking, you know, no fear of COVID because we know how strong our immune system is, and your diet has a lot to do with that. Like what you're putting in your body has a lot to do with your immune system and how fast it heals. So I know there's no studies that I've seen. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong about plant-based people being affected by COVID. But I know in my spirit that our immune system is stronger. So when I go out in public, I wear a mask. I'm not really wearing it for me. I'm wearing it for people who don't take care of themselves, their immune system, who just don't have the information. You know, I'll drink a cup of elderberry, ginger, and dandelion root, which is my immunity tea. If I'm feeling any kind of sickness, something in my throat, any kind of sinuses, I drink maybe 2 or 3 cups of that, and I feel absolutely amazing, and I would give that to anyone, even a kid, you know, like who's feeling before I reach for the medicine, because the medicine again only helps you maintain it doesn't heal anything. They don't want you to feel 100% because they don't make any money, so they're just going to give you a little bit to give you some kind of relief so that you become addicted to that. You automatically come to that instead of relying on the root. So I just wanted to tell y'all what we're drinking today.
And we definitely don't want anyone to feel like they're too far gone. Like if you feel like, oh, I'm too overweight or my diet is too bad, the human body is very resilient.
Yes.
As soon as you start treating yourself better, your body will treat you better. As my grandmother's grandmother used to say, if you take care of the ass will take care of you. The human body is very resilient. I think about the things that I grew up eating, just a young black person in the project. So lunch meat and Kool-Aid and, like I said, fried this and smothered that. The fact that I've lived this long, now that I know what I know, it's like a miracle to me. So even when I hear stories about like 15-year-olds just passing out, dying on the basketball court, I'm literally never surprised. Like, the fact that you live this long, to me, is surprising. And it's never too late to turn things around, because the difference between medicine and taking things like herbs is, as Kai said, the herbs help you heal yourself, which means, as we stated, your gut speaks directly to your brain. The herbs give your cells the information that they need to build their cells correctly. And that's what Kai meant when she said it's in our DNA. The food that we eat rebuilds our DNA. So while medicine masks the symptoms and make you feel better immediately, I would challenge people to try to do, even if you want to do something like vegan or just do something for like 6 months and take herbs and see the differences that you see in your body. I can guarantee you, you're definitely gonna lose weight. I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks and was not trying to. Like, I'm sick about it.
When and
I
tell y'all, gained it back, right?
Have not, and I have been trying. I eat pasta like 5 or 6 times a week.
We be eating, y'all.
Baby, we be eating. I eat several avocados a day because they're very fatty. I eat walnuts. Literally have not gained 1 pound back, and I'm praying for my 10 pounds and cannot get them.
She's trying to get that booty back.
You know us black gals, we want to have body, and I'm sitting in between these two. I'm like, where am I?
It's there.
She's not as big as you want it, but it's there.
She got a nice, cute petite body. You can't see it right now. She has a nice, cute body. So basically, like, to cut the soul ties, basically, just from our conversation, to sum it up, start off with a fast. It's going to be an adjustment. Kai and I have also done a fast. We haven't not done 10 days before.
I aspire.
I'm trying to be like this lady right here. But just, you know, do that, and then
follow the plant-based diet, you know, get rid of the GMO, get rid of all these things. Please. If you want to, like, mm-hmm. you have to want to do it just to see, like, you have any type of ailments, yep. mm-hmm. see if you can heal yourself. Mm-hmm. Just try it. It's I promise you, it's so much it's cheaper than buying, going to the doctor, buying medicine, and, you know, all that stuff. It's really just a setup. Mm-hmm.
And
you know?
Let me give a few tips for people who want to try, who may need a little bit more information. I would suggest, if you're going to do a fast, even if it's just a few days, if you can, take off work. You don't want to have this internal cleanse you're trying to do, or this internal battle with your mind, because it's a constant battle to convince yourself that you're not hungry.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with the customers or the public or your mouthy boss or something like that. So take off work if you can. Listen to your body. Mm-hmm. When I did that 10-day fast, I slept a lot. Yeah. Like a lot of days I was in bed by like 6 o'clock for the night.
Yourself.
Because your cells and your body rebuild itself while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So if your digestive system is completely cleaned out and your body doesn't have to do that work, it now can use that energy to do something else, which is exactly what it's going to do. So listen to your body. As I stated, it's very important that you get that gallon of water in a day. You're going to have to keep yourself hydrated. Yeah. And that subsides the hunger pains. And as I stated, the hunger pains reach a plateau, you guys. You'll be okay. If you can be hungry for an hour, you honestly can be hungry over the course of a few days. You don't have to do 10 days. You know, 3, 5.
Put your mind on something else. That's what I did. I did 5 days straight, and I just put my mind on something else.
Absolutely.
And also, I would recommend start with intermittent fasting.
And can you explain what that is?
Yeah, it helps you to build your discipline. And intermittent fasting, it comes in different types, but I recommend at least the 16-8. Mm-hmm. And basically, all you're doing is skipping breakfast when you do the 16-8 split. So say if you go to sleep 9 o'clock, you're done eating, and you wake up, you skip breakfast, you eat again around 11 or 12 for your lunch. And what that does is give your body enough time to process the food. And then once it processes the food, then it can start to heal mm-hmm. itself before you start back eating. Because if you're constantly eating all day, your body is not healing itself.
It's working,
Your cells are not starting to regenerate. They're not starting to heal themselves. So you have to give yourself a break. You don't need to eat. Breakfast is not the most important meal. That was coined by cereal companies and things like that. Yes. So that you would buy their products. And also, let me say, if anything is packaged in a box, especially in the front of the grocery store, you should not be eating it.
Right. Probably not the healthiest choice.
Exactly. Yeah. And that goes for the vegan meats and things like that. It's full of chemicals, y'all. And it's okay to substitute with it, you know, maybe once a week or
not
something.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I've actually never had it because it's processed.
I fell into like the Impossible Burger. Uh-huh. So I was going to like Burger King. And I did it a couple of times, but I'm this vegan. Let me take one of the buns off. I'll just eat the top bun.
Fold it over like a hot dog.
Exactly.
I would tell myself, if I'm going to eat the processed BS, I might as well just eat a rare hamburger.
I agree with that now. Because there are so many chemicals in the faux meat that you're really not vegan. And you're still killing yourself.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah, fresh food, of course, is the best option. Yeah, you feel so much better after eating it. And even with the Dr. Sebi, that's why I lean so heavily on him, because of all the eating lifestyles that I have personally looked up. I haven't read them all, of course, but of the ones that I've looked up, his is the only one that makes complete sense to me. Like things that I have always thought. I've heard lectures where he said the same thing out of his mouth. Because in my opinion, these are things, if you just sit back and give it a look thought, as opposed to just going with what we're trained to believe, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So with Dr. Sebi, I'm gonna tell you like this. We welcome everyone to our platform because no one's perfect. We're all trying. We're all taking a day at a time.
Of course.
I equate Dr. Sebi to how Christians look at Jesus. Jesus was perfect.
Ooh, he didn't commit a sin.
I feel the same way about Dr. Sebi. When
Sebi
it came
can
to this,
do no wrong.
When it came, well, not just that he can do no any wrong. I think he's the only person who can avidly follow this alkaline diet like herbs every day. Like just on a random day, he would be like, "I ain't ate in 90 days."
What?
Like on a Tuesday, he'd just just decided not to eat for 90 days. So it's like, to me, Dr. Sebi is the only person who lived this perfect life, and he ate his herbs and he did what he's supposed to do, and he didn't eat this and that.
Right.
The rest of us all fall short of the glory. You know, we fall down, but we get up. So that's why I say I'm alkaline based.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
So hey, if you see me out in New Orleans and I'm drinking some coffee and eating a cinnamon roll from my favorite bakery,
Don't
run up on me, Tomasa. I thought you was blah, blah, blah.
Did Dr. Sebi say that?
That moodiness might kick in and I might click out on you. So let's not even play ourselves like that.
Just say, refer to the first episode of
Baby, 80-20. On a regular everyday basis, I do my alkaline thing. But if I'm going out of town, traveling, or I'm at a special event, I might make an exception and nibble on something. But like I said,
it's okay.
And the thing is, it's hard to revert back. So I know I'm not going to do too much, because I cannot imagine trying to eat like some cheese dip or some pizza. Yeah. I think I would literally die. I think it would tear my stomach up to the point that I wouldn't want to do that anymore, which makes me think about what you were talking about. The alcohol. Remember that time you told me that it didn't have any more effect on you or something like that?
Yeah, that's what happened. I was at the bar drinking one time and I had literally...
I don't really drink alcohol much anymore.
But I love
alcohol. We all fall short of the glory. About I know. To see y'all. I know.
And I was drinking, y'all, I had, I know, like 10 shots. And I just couldn't. I wasn't drunk. Like, I just started to feel bad. But I wasn't drunk. And it was to a point where I was like, okay, just let me stop and go home. Because as you start to.
You got kind of depressed. Like, I ain't even.
For real,
can't let me stop.
So one is like, okay, I'm killing myself. And I'm not even getting the
fame.
I'm not enjoying
this death.
Like, I'm putting this toxic shit. And that's the one thing, like, once your mind expands to a certain thing, you really can't go. But even if you want to sneak and eat something, you feel so bad.
Yeah,
it's like you can't continue to betray yourself.
Exactly.
You're watching you.
Baby,
you're
watching life.
Yeah,
and that all started from, like, it's crazy that all starts from clearing out what's already in there. Because it's almost like the stuff that's in there just wants you to put more of it in there. I think that is so profound.
That makes me think about even now during quarantine, where you know, I'll scroll Facebook and I'll see people saying, my kids eat so much. They eat like grown people. They never get full. And it's because they're eating, as Dr. Sebi said, it's because they're eating stimulants. They're not eating real food. So that's they're not going to get full. And when you even think about how people talk about, oh, my kids think they smell like a grown man. It, like I said earlier, how those dairy products, they change your pH. They make you smell hormones, differently. But you're not eating real food. So you're just packing yourself with stuff. Mm-hmm. So like I said, you're bloated, your midsection is getting bigger. Because let me tell you, that midsection is going to tell the truth about your life and how you're living.
It is.
Like with me, I've been an avid, I've worked out avidly for a couple years now.
Yeah.
So I've always had, and a lot of it is genetic as well, but I've always had nice legs. That's genetic. But my arms and my back was the only thing that I wanted to work on because, you know, they were just rounding out a little bit. And like I said, my face was getting
fat.
That
was me. That's me.
And I never want to be one of those women who, like, got the thing going on. They're all women fear. Yeah, they're all women fear in the back. So maybe like a year ago when I started working out, my main focus had always been my arms and my back, which they look great now. My midsection, though, was the only thing that I couldn't get right. Yeah. And I knew your midsection just tells the truth about how you're living.
And that's what everybody wants to do.
I was like, you're never going to get that waistline that you want until you
clean trainers.
And like I said, after the first, like, I'm going to say at least 5 days. 3.5 inches.
That's incredible.
I went from like almost 35 inches to like a 31.5 inch waistline. My waistline has not been this small since I was like 21 or 22.
Come on,
and I'm about to be 35, y'all.
And no waist trainers. Like, everybody's looking for like
not
the quick
choke
fix.
Me to death.
And
that's not going to help at all.
I can just imagine what your clients want.
I don't even
want.
Let them come in with a waist. Take it off. Because you're going to kill yourself. Then you're going to sue me because you done passed out. You can't even run.
You're torturing yourself.
Because you're breathing. Like, you're literally torturing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no.
That sounds horrible. Like, seriously. It sounds horrible.
This is so great. Like, I feel like every time we talk, I even learn something.
different. Just being around, like, I mean, the people you're around makes a huge, huge difference. So what is, like, the craziest thing that y'all have heard when you tell someone, when you're brave enough to tell someone that you're plant-based?
I've heard a couple of things. Like I said, I get a lot of sad eyes, side eyes, a lot of turned up noses. But one of the craziest things that I've been told to my face is, one, you know, one day my dad was talking to me. And first of all, he told me that, he said, "Marcina, coming over your house just makes me lose my religion. I mean, you got almond milk and brown flour. Like, what is this?" So, okay, that's cool. But one day he said to me, he said, "I figured out what your problem is." And I was like, "Okay, what's that?" "You got an eating disorder." That's how my dad said. "You got some kind of eating disorder." Okay, so I'm the type of person, I try to figure out why people say the things they say. I really don't care what people say. If people say anything, I try to figure out why you said it. So, of course, I just kind of looked at him, and then I thought about it, and I literally was like, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, how could you think I have an eating disorder when I eat all day long? Like, apples. Anybody who know me will tell you, I keep a bag with me with apples in it, peaches in it. Exactly. So, I was thinking to myself, like, how does he think I have an eating disorder order when I eat all day long?
Right.
Literally in my mind, I said, "Oh, it's because I'm not eating like
you're
chips
eating.
And cookies and things like that." And I even asked my dad. I said, "Dad, the average woman that you know that's around my age, do they look like me?" And he was like, "No, they got stomachs and they got this and they got that." And I said, "Well, what do you think causes that?" And he kind of looked at me. I said, "Would you say that even just by looking at me, I look healthier than most people?" He was like, yeah, bet you do. So why are we questioning the way that I eat? And I just can't say this enough. Y'all are like the big believers in religion, but when I eat how your God says that I should eat, or how God says that we should eat,
yeah,
you look at it like a problem. And my dad even told me one time, he was talking about how they had trees all up and down the street. He said, "If I didn't want to eat what mama cooked, I could just go outside and get a purr off the street. I mean, off the tree. Sorry, Dad."
We know what you mean.
So I'm doing the exact same thing that you grew up doing, even with fishing holes. He said they had fishing holes everywhere. They ate fresh food, even though I wouldn't condone putting fish in your diet. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it wasn't processed. We know it wasn't in the mercury. Soaked in mercury, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I would say the craziest thing is my dad told me that he figured out my problem and that I had the eating disorder, even though I ate all
day long. Had to get that fixed. Had to fix your eating disorder. What about you, Kai? Did you get anything crazy?
Besides the stares and the looks and the whys, I would say the thing that happened to me is, again, with alcohol. So when I go to the bar with friends, they're like, "Why, you're not drinking today? Oh, you shouldn't have came. You should have stayed at home."
You disinvited?
I know, right? Why did you even come if you're not going to drink? Well, if you're not going to drink, I'm not going to drink. We're just going to sit here. I'm like, you can do
that. Isn't that irritating? You're an adult. Like, eat what you want to eat. But since you're here, I feel like I can't eat no meat. Why?
Exactly. Like, does this offend you? I'm like, no, you hurting yourself.
Exactly. Because I don't discourage them from eating. "Oh, you're eating this poison. You're eating..." Eat what you want to eat, and I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I may order some avocado or something like that, but if I'm not drinking alcohol, I am not drinking alcohol.
And you're not going to pure pressure me
into drinking. The guilt that people feel when they see you living right. Straight argument. But the guilt that they feel. Like, I didn't even bring it up. You brought it up.
Right.
Like, my dad would literally stare at my plate. And y'all have to just know my dad and how funny he is. And, like, he's so tall. He would literally, like, lean over the table like, "What's that?"
"What you eating? Where you get this from?" For me, my friend was inviting me over to his grandmother's house, and they were doing a barbecue. I'm from Mississippi.
Okay, barbecue.
We eat
cows,
cow tongues, all kinds of stuff.
Throw it on the grill.
Cow tongue,
deer, rabbit, all that stuff. You know, so you know that's a typical like thing that would happen. And I was like, I be trying to be so nice, y'all. Like, I hate saying, like, there ain't gonna be nothing I can eat, so I ain't going, you know?
Right.
But I don't want to make other people uncomfortable either. So I just don't go to stuff like that. And then he was, you know, he knows. He's, like, my best friend. So he was like, "Well, Grandma, you know, she don't eat meat, so... would it be like salad?" He always say salad as if I eat more than salad.
Want no salad, baby.
But he's like, "Would it be fruit or salad or something there?" He said, "She said she don't eat no meat." Is she a Christian? I was like, "Oh, what does that have to do
with anything.
I can love Jesus and not eat a pork chop, first
of all. And he killed himself laughing, but I just, that goes back to the soul ties. Like, you done tie religion, Sunday dinner, all this, like, all these things into a meal. Mm-hmm. It just... Anything you can't break away from, you're a slave to. Like,
that's Jerry. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, you guys. So I think that wraps up our first podcast session. Yes. Cool. So how y'all feel? How y'all feel?
I feel good about it. I think we did an awesome job, and it's just so much more to talk about. So. Sure everybody stay tuned, because we can talk about this stuff forever.
Yeah, much more than we can talk about. Like, soul ties and soul food. There's so much more we can talk about that we can't actually fit into this hour 15, however long this video is going to be.
Whatever happens.
But please follow us on IG. I'm just saying. 901. I'm just saying 901 is our IG page. And Kai, you have your own as well.
Yes, mine is Kai_inthegym, and also Herbal Girl Remedies. And if you have any questions, you can just inbox me there and I'll reply.
Awesome. My business page is Marcina Signatures on Instagram. And I'm getting my website up and going right now. It's going to be marcinasignatures.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, I think we're just going to wrap it up with a Dr. Sebi quote.
Let me plug me real quick. I'm also on IG as Alicia Esther, and also Potty Mouth Tea. If you are interested in knowing about the herbs that I use for healing, please follow me at Potty Mouth Tea.
Awesome. Okay, and also, I forgot my website, guys. www.kaiinthegym.com.
Okay, well, since we're plugging everything, my personal Instagram is born_crowned_.
Cool. And we'll have this listed. I know that was a lot of information.
Oh, and our YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying 901.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, you guys, so a little back information. Me, myself, as I stated, I'm an avid historian. I like to study, I like to read. With me and my knowledge of nutrition, it's just based on my own reading and my own time, my own books, my own, you know, watching YouTube channels. So of course I'm gonna let you all know I'm not certified to give y'all any kind of information, tell y'all anything. You know, we have Kai here. That's why she's a very valuable resource to us, because she has the paperwork behind her name.
Yes.
With me, I'm just telling y'all what Dr. Sibby said. I read his things. I'm not qualified to tell y'all anything. So pretty much every time I say something, I'm going to say, well, Dr. Sibby said. Because y'all ain't going to be suing me. Tell something she told me to take the word. No, Dr. Sibby told y'all to take the word. Y'all ain't going to put it on me. So we're going to end with a quote. And a quote from Dr. Sibby that I enjoy is, truth is what you know, not what you believe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tie that in because, as we've already said, growing up, we were given a food pyramid. We were told things to eat that are healthy for us, like rice, like fish, like potatoes. Mm-hmm. We may believe that those things are healthy for us, but the truth is, they're not.
It's not.
And as I stated, as me and Kai stated, well, me specifically, I was straight up lying to myself. Like, oh, I had some fried fish today. That wasn't bad.
It was fish,
like,
so it was good.
Either something is healthy or it's not. It's not this is more healthy than a fried pork chop and blah, 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 blah. You're more than likely going to get the same adverse health disparities from eating both of them. Like I said, my body was physically looking a way that I didn't like it to look.
Right.
So be honest with yourself. Be truthful with yourself. Are you doing everything you can do? When people say, I tried it all. Like, did you really try it all? Or are you lying to yourself? If we want to reach greater heights in our life, if we want to reach our goals, if we just the fact that I feel better, you guys, when I wake up in the morning, it's not a groggy like, oh, I need 10 more minutes. Like, when I wake up, I'm woke.
She's on 10,
on 10, texting them at 4:45, like, what y'all doing?
I be waking up like, I'm ready to get centered. I'm gonna bing. I'm like, that's Marcina.
Hey, I got paid last night. I woke up to some money.
Orders, like, nothing crazy about getting paid last night. Like, people order things in the midnight hour. It's like people stay woke and they shop all night. So I don't want y'all thinking anybody's leaving money on a nightstand or anything. Like, no. I'm not that kind of girl. But I think that about wraps us up, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
for listening, all the listeners. Thank you, ladies.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank y'all. It's been a real pleasure. Yeah. I enjoy y'all so much. Like, seriously.
All right. Bye, y'all. We gotta go.
Bye.